What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 356. In this episode, I'll discuss vancomycin dosing by AUC to MIC ratio instead of trough level. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode356. The consensus vancomycin guidelines from 2009 are being revised. One prediction that many are making is that the new guidelines will recommend a big change to how we adjust vancomycin doses. Instead of dosing by trough level, the new guidelines are expected to recommend dosing by the area under the curve to MIC ratio. The vancomycin trough goal in the 2009 guidelines of 15 to 20 milligrams per liter in serious infection was controversial when it came out, and it remains so today. The trough goal was proposed as a way to ensure that patients achieve the ideal 24-hour area under the concentration time curve to minimum inhibitory concentration ratio of at least 400 milligram hours per liter. However, analyses have demonstrated that patients with adequate renal function can typically achieve the AUC-MIC goal with a more conservative trough concentration. In addition, measures of cure with vancomycin are correlated to the AUC-MIC ratio that is achieved, not to the trough level. As the target vancomycin trough recommendation increased, so did vancomycin doses. Unfortunately, this also led to more reported incidences of vancomycin-associated nephrotoxicity. Even troughs within the recommended target range of 15 to 20 are associated with increased odds of nephrotoxicity relative to troughs of less than 15. Dosing by AUC to MIC ratio should help keep vancomycin doses at levels that are associated with clinical response, but below levels associated with increased risk of nephrotoxicity. The AUC-MIC ratio associated with a clinical response is 400. The AUC that is associated with an increased risk of vancomycin toxicity is above 600. This means that a dose of vancomycin with an effective clinical response and no increased risk of nephrotoxicity should be attainable for MRSA with an MIC up to and including 1.5, since an AUC of 600 with an MIC of 1.5 still gives an AUC-MIC ratio of 400. Unfortunately, there's only reliable AUC-MIC efficacy data for vancomycin against Staph aureus. As Staph aureus is the most invasive of the organisms vancomycin is used to treat, it's hoped that other pathogens will be adequately covered by a vancomycin AUC in the 400 to 600 range. To make this practice change, calculator support will be necessary. Separate calculators will be needed for empiric dosing and subsequent adjustment based on levels. The empiric AUC-MIC ratio for a vancomycin dosing regimen can be predicted in advance by a simple formula. First, divide the total daily dose of vancomycin by the estimated clearance of vancomycin. Then, divide this number by the MIC. The formula can be expressed as daily vancomycin dose divided by the creatinine clearance times 0.75 times 0.06 divided by the MIC. Clearance of vancomycin is about 75% of creatinine clearance, and then this is multiplied by 0.06 to convert to liters per hour. I've created a calculator to do this estimation, and you can find it linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode356. To make patient-specific adjustments to the empiric vancomycin dose, two vancomycin levels within the same dosing interval are needed. The first level should be obtained after the distribution is complete, about 1 to 2 hours after the end of the infusion. The second level should be obtained after one half-life has passed, about 4 to 6 hours in patients with normal renal function and longer in patients with renal impairment. These two levels will then be used to calculate a patient-specific elimination rate constant and volume of distribution. With this information, a calculation can be done to adjust the empiric dose of vancomycin. Despite needing two levels instead of a single trough to make adjustments, there are some significant benefits to dosing vancomycin this way, including number one, being able to accurately adjust vancomycin dosing before the second dose is given. Number two, not having to repeat levels more often than weekly for patients that have stable renal function. And number three, not having to worry about a precisely timed trough level. There's also an option to use Bayesian dosing software to predict the AUC based off of a single random vancomycin level. In this scenario, the timing of the level is even less important, so long as the calculator knows the exact timing of the level in relation to the last vancomycin dose. I expect that implementation of AUC-based dosing will follow the update to the vancomycin guidelines and improve the safety of vancomycin use, most notably with a reduction in vancomycin-associated acute kidney injury. To get a free PDF of my visual critical care antibiotic guide to help you easily remember spectrum of activity, go to pharmacyjoe.com/ABX. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.